Even though we say we don't seize assets from women, slaves, and minors, if they give a machzor shekel, we do accept it from them. We don't accept the machzor shekel from a goy, from a kuti. Similarly, we don't accept from them bird karbonis for a zav or a zava or a woman that has given birth or a chatas or an osham. The general rule is we only accept voluntary offerings from them, not karbonis that are obligated to be brought by Yidden. We learned this from a pasuk in Ezra. Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, and free slaves have to add a kolbein, which is a small coin, when giving the machzor shekel. We'll explain that soon. Kehanim, women, slaves, and minors do not have to add this kolbein. Zok the Mishnah. If someone gives a shekel on behalf of a kohen, a woman, a slave, or a minor, he is likewise potter from giving the kolbein. If someone gives a shekel on his own behalf and on a friend's behalf, he must give one additional kolbein. The Tanakhama says that a kolbein is only given when more than a machzor shekel is given. Rav Meir says you have to give two additional kolbeinus because he says that every machzor shekel donation requires an additional kolbein. Zok the Mishnah, if someone gives a sela and takes a shekel as change equal to the machzor shekel of the Torah, he has to give two kolbeinus. Two kolbeins. If someone gives a shekel on behalf of a poor person or a neighbor or a person who lives in the city, he does not need to give a kolbein. If it was given as a loan to these people, then a kolbein does have to be added. So the Mishnah, brothers who have not yet divided their father's estate and are therefore partners in the estate, when they're obligated to add a kolbein, they're potter from giving animal meiser. When they chayiv to give animal meiser, they're potter from having to pay a kolbein. Rav Meir says that kolbein equals a ma'a of silver. The Chum say it equals to a half of ma'a of silver. For the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say we accept the machzor shekel from a cotton, but we don't even ask it from a cotton. The previous Mishnah seems to say that we do ask, we just don't seize assets. The Gemara says the previous Mishnah is discussing a case where the cotton has grown shtei sairis. This Mishnah is discussing where the cotton does not yet have shtei sairis. Mishnah said, "Anochi v'akuti v'chulu." Rabbi Bo explains that the Mishnah follows the view that a kuti is considered to be a goy, which is a shita of Rabbi who argues with Shmuel Gamliel, which is why we don't accept the machzor shekel or any chiyuvei karbanis from him. Rabbi Loza said that when the Mishnah prohibits the accepting of obligatory karbanis, it's only discussing goyim, not kutim. However, a kuti may be considered a full-fledged ger who is allowed to give machzor shekel and to bring even karbanis of chayva. For the Gemara, the Mishnah says we don't accept zav and zava karbanis from them. Goyim would never even attempt or desire to bring such karbanis because what do they have to do with zav is with zivus? So it must be discussing kutim. So it's difficult to conjure Blazer who said the Mishnah is discussing goyim. Whereas the earlier part of the Mishnah is only discussing goyim. The later part of the Mishnah with the karbanis of zav and zav is even discussing kutim. Dr. Abiyechan said when the Beis HaMikdash is being built, we don't accept any donation from Goyim, whether it is a distinct object which they can point to as, oh, well, we gave that, or not. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built, we do accept the donation as long as it's not a distinct object. Rav Shlakish said either time we don't accept the donation from Goyim, whether or not it's a distinct object. In fact, Gemara Bryce says that we do not accept the donations from Goyim for the Bedek HaBayis. No distinction is made between the timing or the type of donation, and therefore it's problematic according to Rabbi Yechanan. But it says the Bryce can be explained as either referring to a flat-out prohibition regarding a distinct object, or it can be referring to a donation at the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, in which case any type of donation is not accepted. In fact, Gemara Mishnah says a Goy may make a donative promise and may be the subject of such a promise. Presumably, this is a promise to give money for the Bedek HaBayis, and is therefore difficult according to Rish Lakish. Gemara says the Mishnah is discussing the bringing of a carbon oila. How can a goy be the subject of a carbon oiler promise? The Gemara says it refers to a case where a yid said, "I promise to bring an oiler," and the goy says, "I promise to do just as that person said." In fact, Gemara, if a goy can bring an oiler, he must be able to bring the flour and the wine that goes along with it. Now, the excess of the flour and the wine is sold, with the proceeds being used for kli sharis in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rish Lakish, it shouldn't be allowed. So Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Bon said, since he donates it with the intent that it will be brought on the Mizbeach and not to be used for Bedek HaBayis, it may be accepted and used for Bedek HaBayis as well. Rish Lakish learns a sheet from the pasuk that says, "Loi lochem v'lonu livnois bayis l'elokeinu." Rav Chizkiya, the name of Rav Simon, said, based on this, we would not accept donations from goyim for the stream of water that runs through the Azara, for the walls of Yerushalayim, for its towers. Also not, because the pasuk says about the goyim, you have no part in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it must be we don't accept any of these things from them. Gemara now focuses on the part of the mission that spoke about a kolbein. In fact, Gemara, why does the mayor say that one must give two kolbeins when giving a full selah for his own sake and for his friend? Gemara says he holds that deraisa, every machzor shekel has to be accompanied by a kolbein. Therefore, when he gives a selah to cover two people, he has to get two kolbeins. Rav Meir learns from the pasuk that says, "Ze yitnu," this teaches that Hashem showed Moshe machzor shekel coin of fire. This coin must be the exact size and purity. Because we can't be sure that the machzor shekel you're giving will be the same size and purity, there's aloha deraisa, we have to add a kolbein to each machzor shekel to make sure that he's giving the full amount. Mishnah said, "A nice and sell a little shekel, chayiv shnei kolbonis." Beloza said this follows Rav Meir, who says you have to give two kolbeins here. One in case he's taking too much change, and one because the deraisa that every machzor shekel must be accompanied with a kolbein. Rav said this can even follow Tanakama, because he must give one kolbein for the shekel that he gives in case it's not the full value, and he must give a second kolbein for the shekel that he takes as change because maybe he got too much change, but both of these kolbeins, neither of them are really a deraisa. According to Rav Meir, we would say that he has to give three kolbeins in this case. Two for the concerns mentioned above, that when he gives, he's not giving the full amount, when he's taking too much. too much. And for the direct obligation to accompany every machzor shekel. The Mishnah said, "Ha'achem ashrutim." The Zok Gemara. The Mishnah's case of brothers who are partners in the father's estate who are chayiv to give a kolbon if they give a shekel to cover both of them. And a part of becoming animal meiser is where the brothers divided the estates and then put the assets back together into a partnership. The case where they are chayiv an animal meiser and potter from giving a kolbon would be where they never split the estate at all. Rav Loza said, dividing the estate is only effective when one took rams and the other took goats, meaning it wasn't a simple splitting of assets, rather there were trade-offs involved. However, if they simply divided each asset group into two and then put them back together in a partnership, they are not considered to be partners, but are considered as having jointly owning their father's estate, and they'd be chayiv to give animal ma'aser. Rav Yechanan said, even in that case, they're considered to be partners and are potter from having to give animal ma'aser. In fact, the Rav Chiya, the name of Rav Yirmiyah, asks, why don't we give a case where the brothers would be chayiv an animal ma'aser and a kolbon, meaning where they didn't divide the animals, but they divided the other assets, and also give a case where they're potter from both, where they divided the animals but not the other assets? Rabbana said the only time that they would not have to give a kolbon, even though they divided the animals, where the animals were not the majority of the estate. If they were, then even the estate is considered divided, then the estate is considered to be fully divided based on the division of the animals, because that's the roif. Rabbana, in the name of Shammai, is just because the brothers are considered one for purposes of making them chayiv an animal ma'aser, why should that make them be considered one for purposes of the kolbon? They're two people, each giving matzah shekel. He answered, when the estate is not divided, it's as if the father is giving the seller for his two sons, in which case the kolbon is not need to be added because he's giving it for somebody else. So even if they divide the estate and they recombine it, should be again be considered one estate, and it's as if their father gave the seller for them, and thus obviate the need for a kolbon. Why does the Mishnah say that they have to give a kolbon in this case? Right, but in the name of Rabbi Rahuna said, the recombination does not make the estate as if it was never divided. It's considered to be fully divided and recombined into a new partnership. Where do all the kolbons go? Rabbi Meir says it goes to the same fund as the shkolim. Rabbi Lazar says it goes to the fund used to buy animals for kabbalas when the mizbeach is not busy. Ketam mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Zuri says it goes into the fund used to buy plates of gold that were used to cover the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Benazi says they went to the money changers as their fee. Others say they went to the money changers to cover their travel expenses. Hadnalach Perek Be'echad Be'Adar.